Hey Tony, how you doing? I guess just talk about what the mindset's been like after last week's game. Obviously, pretty high expectations for the season. What does one loss do? What did it do to the attitude around there?
The attitude's fine. I mean, I think anytime you lose a game, you know, you go back and do what you know, and that's just to work hard and try and do better the next week and come back with a win, because that's usually the cure of all the ailments of losing in this league. So we're just working hard and trying to come back and get a W this week.
Tony, remember anything about the 03 Combine?
not as much anymore, no.
Yeah. I guess Carson was the star of that one, I guess, and you know, you ended up not getting drafted, which kind of shows you how the league works, I guess.
Oh, yeah, some guys just, you know, are further along than others. I mean, at the time, Carson was, you know, you could tell he was head and shoulders above the rest at the Combine. I remember that for sure.
You know, were you surprised after what you did there and all the things you've done in college that, you know, that you didn't get a call? I mean, how was that explained?
No, not really. I mean, I struggled at the Combine, so I kind of, you know, understood, you know, why. I wasn't come from a small school, and you know, I wasn't prototypical in any way. And, you know, you just, you got to get your chance, and when your opportunity comes, you got to play good.
So what did you struggle doing?
What's that?
See, what did you struggle doing at the Combine?
Throwing the football?
Yeah. I guess that would do it.
Hey, Tony, the Bengals have a new coordinator, Mike Zimmer, who he might have predated you in Dallas. I'm not sure, but it seems like he's kind of pulling things together with this defense. What have you seen on film of the Bengals defense?
Oh, no, I know Mike. I was with him here when he was here for a couple years, actually. And, you know, I like Mike. He's got a good mind. He's a good coach. He's a, you know, coach's son, so he's been around the game his whole life. And, you know, I knew once he went there that they were going to turn it around a little bit and start to play good defensive football. So, you know, they do a good job. They play fast. They get to their spots, and they, you know, fundamentally don't make mistakes. And I think that's a huge key defense. Sometimes they take a lot of risk and do a lot of different things, and it puts their guys in bad position. And Mike never does that.
You the other thing that's kind of you know, the big story down there, you know, after the loss. And How's the relationship with the TO? Are you guys doing well?
Oh, yeah, we're fine. I mean, it's just stuff like that's just what people want to talk about outside of the locker room. And everyone's frustrated after a loss. That's part of, you know, being competitors. We don't, you know, we don't take losses lightly. And that's part of the reason why we feel like we're not going to, you know, just go out there and accept the fact that we didn't win. And that's why we go back to work and put forth time and effort, is because we have competitive people like that.
Yeah, they're obviously in what certainly looks like the deepest division in the NFL. What kind of challenge is that when you know coming into a year you got six games against, you know, really good teams that know each other really well? What kind of challenge is that? How do you approach that?
Well, I think you approach it the same way you do every week. I mean, there's good football teams all across the league, and as soon as you start taking someone lightly, you're in trouble. So all you can do is prepare as hard as you can and try and put your team in a position to be successful. And I think that, you know, with the teams that we have in our division, whereas you might be able to get away with a mistake in another game, you might not be able to in these games. And we understand that, you know, if you're able to come out on top in the division, it gives you a great chance to have a chance to do something special at the end of the year. And, you know, but it's going to be a dogfight to get in the playoffs because of the teams we have.
Is that the kind of thing that helps you guys at the end of the year, or does that maybe take a little more out of you during the season than, you know, say a team in another division?
I don't know. I think the Giants proved last year that it helped them. You know, and I think as long as you can stay away from a couple key injuries, I think you got a good chance. But that's the thing, is when you're playing against these opponents, it's tough physical football against good teams. You know. Injury bug can hit you at any time, too.
There's also something that came out of the game last week. I guess you guys didn't run it too much. You didn't give it to Babber very much. Is there going to be you guys going to try and try and get the ball in his hands Sunday?
Oh, yeah. We're going to try and run the football this week. And, you know, that'll be something. You know, we always try and do it, but I think obviously we'll try and do that this week.
Did you guys just kind of get a little away from it on Sunday?
No. We just, the reality is, we just, normally we have, we move the chains better than we did. And, you know, for a couple of miscues, just assignment errors, we didn't do what we normally were used to doing. And I think that, you know, we fixed those. And so hopefully, you know, if you go three and out, you know, you go two, three and outs back to back, you know, an offense like ours, usually we're used to getting an extra 8 or 10 plays on that drive, you know, and there could be 4 or 5 runs there. And that's the difference between having a lot of runs in a game or not. So we don't feel it's as big a deal as other people make it out to be, though.
So we've seen a few three and outs.
What's that?
Well, I mean, they're having the same problem here, trying to get the running game going. It's a three and outs that kill them, obviously.
Yeah, no question. That's the thing. People look at numbers all day, but, you know, if you extend drives, it's easy to get the numbers with the running game and everything.
I was just wondering, you got another, there's another small college quarterback who may end up playing, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know if you noticed, hey, he's a Harvard guy. You're the 1AA guy. Does that kind of, you know, pique your interest at all? Do you know Fitzpatrick at all, or?
No, I don't think I've met him. You know, he played last week for him, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
How'd he do?
He struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's. I mean, he hadn't played in 3 years.
Yeah, that's. I tell you what, there's nothing like experience either. So the more times you play, I suspect he'll probably be better this week, just because, like you said, the experience side of it, you see it. You can get your timing down a little better, and you know what to look for. Whereas sometimes things fly by when you haven't played in a long time. But I think the small school stuff, that's after you've been in the league a certain amount of time, I think you know, it doesn't really matter where you came from. Either you can do the job or you can't.
It could be Eastern Illinois and Harvard Sunday.
Yep, I tell you what, the two smartest schools in America right there.
Hey, thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
No problem. See you guys.